Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks everyone for joining us. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name's Colin Stauffer. I am the host of the show today. I'm not only the host, but I'm also an entrepreneur and author. I'm also a licensed financial advisor, which means when we talk about financial topics, we can cover just about all of it. As we go through this, please remember this is a show. We want you to learn and grow and have something a little bit more than you had before, meaning this is informational, not financial advice for your specific circumstances. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for our Red Rock Retirement TV, where we talk about similar topics and making sure that you guys are successful. Or you can join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague and co-host, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here, Colby.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions, and I'll do my very best to answer them. Send us your questions about retirement right now. The email is questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive in.
Hey, Colin, should we be doing anything different with our money now that the market is so up and down?
This is a poignant question, especially because it feels like our current president says one thing and the markets react a whole crazy amount of ways. Everything's swinging left and right. Some are out left field, some are, you know, a home run. And so we're finding that there's so much potential with the markets, but there's also a lot of down. Now, if you're still working and you're listening to the show, you probably shouldn't really worry about this too much if you are not within 5 years of retiring. If you're within about 5 years of retiring, that's where we really want to start evaluating and saying, hey, am I prepared for the distribution phase? Am I prepared to send myself my paycheck instead of having a boss do it? And that's really kind of where it comes down to. So am I close to retirement or am I in retirement is what I want to put the caveat around this whole question. Market's up, market's down. It doesn't matter if the markets are up or down if what we've done is we've solved the problem of income. Well, if I haven't done that, what do I do? So have I figured out what Social Security looks like for me? Is Social Security running out of money in 2034, which is a new report that came out? Current funds will disappear at that point and new money will replace about 79% roughly. Or do I have a pension? When should I take my pension? Is it a monthly distribution or is it a lump sum? Am I taking distributions from my IRA and how is that invested? Is it super risky because I've been working for years and haven't looked at it in quite a while? Do I have an IRA, a Roth? Like there's so many things that we don't know what's going to happen. And so we've got to figure out income. We got to make sure that you have a paycheck because if there's no paycheck in retirement, there is no retirement. Now, as long as we have that solved and maybe we set aside a little bit of our assets in our retirement accounts or in a brokerage account and we say, all right, this money, we're not taking risks with it. It's our distributions. It's how we have income so that we can live how we want to live in retirement. Then with the other money, it doesn't matter if it's up or down. Again, if we don't need that money to live on and that I have good positions. I own good, solid companies. I don't just own whatever they put me in. When I was in my 401k, I had 10 to 15 options. And that's what I did because I didn't have any other choice. That's where we got to be careful is, do we actually have the right positions so that when the market goes down, maybe we don't take as much risk as we're supposed to, or maybe we're taking too much risk. And so our downs are really down. And maybe we're taking so much risk that our highs are higher than the overall market, which is great. But we typically don't mind volatility when the markets are going up. We love that. We love volatility when the markets are going up, but we hate it when it's going down. And the down hurts so much. So we got to make sure that your whole plan is working together. It's not just one thing we're looking at here. We got to be looking at your investments, which is risk, what kind of assets we're using there. We're looking at income, we're looking at taxes, we're looking at healthcare, what that looks like, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And we're going to talk about estate planning, which we're also going to talk a little bit more in the show and on another question that we got. Markets can be really unpredictable. They can rattle seasoned advisors, investors, especially for retirees who, again, you're now drawing income and we got to make sure we solve that piece of the equation or the puzzle. We don't want to be reacting emotionally because this is huge. It's a huge shift in mindset to go from someone else paying my paycheck or my company, my business that I own paying my paycheck and going from my assets and they now have to generate a majority of my income. And I've got to make those decisions on when to pull the trigger to use it or not use it, when to lock in the gains, when to not hopefully not lock in losses unless we're doing some tax loss harvesting, it can throw your whole plan off course if we let those emotions come into play and we make rushed decisions and we didn't sleep on it, right? That good old fashioned sleep one night, like think about it before you're going to do stuff. Make sure we make well informed decisions that are logical and not emotionally based. And that's the problem that some folks have is the natural system. In some ways, the financial system has somewhat failed the investor. You're kind of left on your own. You know, you've got these 401k plans, these 403bs, these government-sponsored or company-sponsored plans that are really nice because we get matches, we get extra money, we get, you know, it's a good way to save, get some tax deferral or tax-free money. But typically, you're in charge of it. And we don't really give you much advice. And even if you seek it out, sometimes it's hard to get someone to give you good advice. And so you're kind of left on your own a lot of times, and you've got to figure this stuff out while also raising a family and also doing your job and your wife's job and going on trips and having fun and buying the toys you want to buy, like spoiling the grandkids eventually. Like you've got all these things in your life. Do you really want to spend your time looking at what stock is the right stock to hold right now, what's trending right now, what the signals are? What Trump says yesterday, how that's going to affect the markets. Is China going to go to war? Is Russia going to take over Ukraine? All these things tie in. So there's so many different variables that we got to look at when we're doing investing. And the question is, do you really want to be doing that on your own? The hope is that you have a good financial advisor that's looking at taxes, looking at income, looking at your risk tolerance and how you should be invested, and then looking at your spousal plan or your estate plan. And then we're also looking at healthcare and making sure that we have plans for the back end if something happens to me. You should have a coach in your corner. No good boxer went in the ring without a good coach in their corner. And that's what you need in retirement. You need a coach to make sure that everything that you're doing is for your betterment, not to make it worse for you or do it emotionally. I think a good coach should look at all five of those different sections I talked about. And you should be looking at it a little bit too, but the majority of the work should be the financial advisor, and they should really be a advisor. An advisor comes to you and brings advice to you. It's not the other way around. And so you really need someone who can see things that you can't see. You know, your good coach, when you're a boxer, he's outside the ring. He can see how the other boxer's hitting. He can see how the other boxer's stance is, and he can point things out that you will never see because you're in the midst of it. There's cheering and clapping, and there's a guy coming at you, punching at your face. Like, you need somebody who that's not happened to so that you can be successful and see the things you don't normally see. A well-diversified portfolio for retirement should account for the volatility, the income needs, the tax implications on where I take it from, when I take it from, how I take it from, and making sure that we have everything lined up so that if something happens to me or my spouse, we're in good shape. This is just one of the many, many risks that retirees face. Panic selling, missing recoveries, portfolios that aren't built for income stability, setting aside the income, all of these things, they're part of that risk. Market swings, they're going to happen. And that's okay as long as we have a good, solid plan that takes that into account. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.